I'm Steve Barnes. I am a senior writer, restaurant columnist, and theater critic for the Times Union.
I wonder if you could gaze in your crystal ball and suggest what you think in the local restaurant industry, particularly, what do you think is the short-term future? And then in the long run, what's going to come out of all this?
Short-term is people are going to start sitting outside as soon as possible. Because what Valentine's weekend showed us is that people are desperate to get out of the house, and Valentine's was a good excuse. Places like Jack's Oyster House, which they'd only been doing takeout. They opened for in-house dining for Valentine's weekend only. And more than a week before the weekend, they sold out all 3 days, completely filled up. And so people really want to be out. And I think, whereas in the past, restaurants might have thought, oh, you know, we'll wait till April 30th to put out our tables. I think as soon as it's 40 degrees and not raining, people are going to be clamoring to sit outside. So that will be, and municipalities have been really good about that. You know, Waterleaf, for instance, because it's a small community and could do this, basically said, oh yeah, hey, just call City Hall and we'll let you shut down the street in front of your restaurant. We'll let you take over the whole side. Albany was always very strict with its outdoor seating and the inspectors going around and measuring things and all sorts of stuff. They completely relaxed it. They even took places where they shut down the parking lanes, the curbside parking lanes, so restaurant tables could occupy the complete sidewalks, and then they put up barriers so then the parking lanes became the sidewalks where pedestrians could walk. That happened in a variety of places. There was a street blocked off downtown Albany, Troy, 2nd Street, and also around the corner on Broadway between 2nd and 3rd was shut down just to fill those spaces with outdoor tables. And that is going to come back. That's going to be the real lifeline, because we don't know how long it's going to take for the next federal stimulus and aid packages to come through and exactly what they'll entail and how fast the restaurants are going to get them and how much they're going to get. Because who knows? I mean, if you lost a third of your annual revenue last year, are you going to make that up in one check from the federal government? Probably not. So the near-term outdoor dining, as much as possible, continued takeout, continued flexibility, adaptability. And in the next 6 months, as more and more people get vaccinated, once we get up to what we believe to be, you know, what's the safety level, 75% or so, that people, more people will feel safe to go back out, then we'll see the shakeout. Places that had been hibernating may just slowly go away, and you'll start seeing for rent signs going up on windows for places that still have Facebook pages up but haven't been in business for 12, 13, 14 months. The long term, I think takeout will continue to be a big thing because people really like it. And the way the communities have battled back against the big delivery services, capping what had been just criminal fees, saying you cannot charge restaurants this much just because they need you. You can't really just abscond with that money. So places will continue to be adapted to takeout and delivery because people have liked it, you know, in the way that I started getting grocery delivery, not because of the pandemic, but I think it was just because at one point I was lazy and I was like, hey, I want to try this. And I really liked grocery delivery. And then throughout the pandemic, I wasn't scared. I didn't have to go out. My grocery shopping was always, you know, during my commute. On the way home from work, I'd stop at the grocery store. But since I've been working from home for 11 months, going on a year now, you know, I wasn't going out. And so I started getting grocery delivery, and now I'm accustomed to it. It's something that I like. I certainly have gotten more food delivery just because it's convenient. And I think places will accommodate to that. But I also do think that there will be newer and younger people coming in because of available spaces. And there should be a surge in culinary and conceptual creativity coming into 2022 and beyond, as people take what they've learned during the pandemic and say, we're going to try some things. Because what did we learn? There's a whole lot of different ways to do things that we didn't know were possible. So why not? And the restaurant industry, as I said earlier, is relatively easy to get into. So why not try it?
Well, something to look forward to. Anything you want to add? We've had a long discussion here, but it sounds like there's always more.
Oh, no, I'm good. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me.
Thanks so much, Steve. I'll be looking for you in the newspaper.